Adam?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. Hey, what did you guys get out of, other than the two victories, what did you guys get out of your stay in California?
I think it was good for us to kind of get away, especially at this point of the season. You know, we had four home games in a row. You know, just kind of a different scenery. It changes things up a little bit for us spending 11 days out there. And, you know, it was a little bit of a training camp feel. It was nice to see a lot of our guys hanging out. You know, we saw a lot of guys kind of spending time with each other that normally you don't see. And, you know, after our first game, just kind of seeing guys on Monday and Tuesday, we had a lot of guys hanging around kind of the main office we had there, watching film and spending time together, you know, doing football things and kind of just building that team camaraderie.
I mean, this late in the season, there are still benefits to be had by getting away like that?
I think so. I mean, it's just any time that you can change it up. I mean, I know, you know, people hate to hear like how monotonous it can be in the NFL. It's just when you do the same thing every day, you know, for as long as we have to do it throughout the season, you know, anytime you can change things up and kind of it's a different feel for the week, it's a good thing because the guys are engaged and, you know, it's a different feel for them. And I think it was beneficial for our guys.
We remember you from 2008 working under Mike Martz here. And I know that you worked under Mike for a while. And just wondering how much, you know, what kind of imprint Mike Martz has and what you guys do in Miami now.
It's still a lot of the way that I was brought up under him. I think I use a lot of the tools that he showed me as far as how to teach players, how to, you know, as far as our meetings go, you know, our installs are done exactly the way that I learned under him. A lot of the way that we practice on as an offense is done exactly the way that I learned under him. Schematically, there's still a few things that are there that I learned, you know, working under him, but, you know, we're not as much what he did schematically just because it changed a lot when I was in Denver, when I started there, just because we had a different style of quarterback, we were running a different style of offense at the time, and kind of that was really what I ended up doing was what we did in Denver kind of carried to Chicago and then has developed here.
Adam, how are you preparing your defense for the tempo of Chip Kelly's offense?
Well, I mean, we have ways that we deal with that. The good thing is our defense. We were a no huddle offense, you know, all through spring and training camp. So our guys are kind of used to a similar tempo to what they run. We always would practice faster than really what we ended up doing in games. So our defense was kind of used to the way that we ended up, you know, practicing all throughout the year. I mean, obviously the last 5 weeks has kind of changed the way we've done things. So, and, you know, they're used to that style of defense. They had to implement kind of their fast-paced defense early on in the process. So it was a good thing for our defense that we were like that to start the year out because they're used to that.
Adam, just back to March real quick. He's known for a lot of confidence and daring. Did any of that kind of attitude rub off on you and make an impression on you as a young coach?
Can you say that again? I couldn't understand what you said.
Yeah, just back to March. He's known, you know, for a real confidence and daring. I was wondering if any of that attitude rubbed off on you and you carried with you, you know, since.
Absolutely. I wouldn't use the word daring. I would just say aggressive. I mean, Mike was, you know, what I learned from him right from the get-go was, you know, being an attacking offense and dictating the pace of the game, dictating kind of, you know, how you're going to play as far as going to win or lose the game. And, you know, Mike always talked about it was, you know, it's the offense job to go win the game and not to prevent from losing it. And so when we get in situations where we have opportunities to go win the game, you know, I have a lot of confidence in our players, and, you know, we've done a few things. You know, at the end of the Buffalo game, you know, we got 3rd and 6 with 2:14 left, and, you know, we're throwing go routes. And, you know, I have a lot of confidence that our guys are going to go make plays, and we did, and we scored a 66-yard touchdown. And that's kind of how we play. That's our attitude. We know we get in 4-minute situations.
our job is to go win the game. Our job is to make sure the defense never touches the field again. So, you know, I think I learned that from an early age with him, and, you know, it's obviously kind of in my DNA because that was the way I was raised by him.
You, from your 1 year in San Francisco, 2008, you have three guys who you're on that staff with, on your staff now. Obviously, there's a lot of new faces here with the 49ers, but do you have any relationships with people inside the building still?
Obviously, Mark Uyama is a close friend of mine, and it feels like we were both, you know, I was an offensive assistant, he was Carlisle's assistant at the time, and, you know, I think we lived like four doors down from each other in our apartment complex, and, you know, we've always kind of kept in touch, and we've always been close friends, and, you know, there's a lot of good people in that building. Obviously, you know, Prog's always been a good friend of mine. I have a ton of respect for Jed York, and, you know, I've always enjoyed seeing him, especially now, you know, I'm able to see those guys at owners meetings and, you know, any function. You know, it's great to see those guys, because for me to leave Detroit and then go to San Francisco and being involved in that organization was a great experience for me, just because, you know, the history there, and it was really exciting to kind of do something different that I'd never done before, you know, moving to the West Coast and kind of the history of that organization and trying to help those guys kind of right the ship at the time, and we didn't get it done, you know, but, you know, it was really something that was a very prideful thing, just because knowing that history and kind of the fan base there and how badly those people wanted a winner.
It seemed like for a few hours at least in January of 2015 that you were poised to become the 49ers' next head coach. Did you feel like it was imminent? Did you feel like that was in the offing for you?
It just seems like a long time ago. It's hard for me to even really look back on any of that. I know it was a great experience for me as far as going through that process and, you know, getting to spend the time with all those guys. And it was really a beneficial learning experience for me as far as going through, you know, not just that initial interview, but just kind of that follow-up interview and spending all that time with Trent was a really, really valuable experience for me and extremely helpful for me when I went through that next round of interviews, just kind of the do's and don'ts of what to do, just kind of the expectations. And, you know, I owe those guys a lot just for the fact that they did give me that second interview and I was able to spend the amount of time I spent with Trent. It was very valuable for me because, you know, nobody else gave me that second interview that interviewed me the first time. So, I mean, it made it so much, you know, easier for myself when I went through that next round the year afterwards to know what to expect and then kind of understand the process of that second interview.
From all you studied up on the 49ers back then and to where they are now, where do you see just what's gone wrong with that franchise just from afar?
Well, I mean, you know, this is what makes the NFL interesting is, you know, when you watch the film, I see a defense that it doesn't really correlate to me, and that's why, you know, as coaches, you don't really focus on rankings and things like that and record, because every week's such a new week and everybody goes in the week and you're trying to win that one game. So whatever your record is really irrelevant. And because in pro football, guys refocus fast and every guy does want to feel that winning feeling. So I know those guys are going to come in, they're going to be prepared, they're going to have a great scheme, they have very good coaching staff. Players are playing extremely hard. You see it on tape. Their scheme is very tough to go against. Obviously, this is, you know, between offense, defense, and special teams, you know, we haven't seen an up-tempo offense like this except in practice. We haven't seen some of the looks that we've seen from this defense as far as, you know, what they do as far as the variety and the looks and the exotic pressures. I mean, there are some tough, tough looks that you have to go against. And the way that this defense is playing as far as how physical they are and how fast, I mean, they gave it New England everything they had, and you know, Tom obviously made some very, very good plays in that game to help those guys win that game. And, you know, this is a very different challenge for us because these are some things that we haven't seen. It's an unfamiliar opponent for our guys, being from the NFC West. I mean, it is, you know, even though I was, you know, able to play against these guys and do have some familiarity with some of these players, the schemes are different, so it's almost like a full reboot for myself. And Vance, the same thing, to where, you know, we have to make sure that we do every little thing right for us because, I mean, when we hit Sunday, you know, the records and rankings, all that stuff's irrelevant because it's all about trying to figure out how to win one game.
Adam, it was just about a month ago that I was reading you know, you're the youngest NFL coach, maybe you're a little in over your head, and now obviously you're a rising star who knows everything. Is it interesting to you how quickly perceptions can change?
This is my 15th year in the NFL. I mean, I've seen ups and downs. I've been involved in, you know, multiple organizations. I was, you know, in Detroit 5 years. Obviously, I was in San Francisco for years, a year. I was in Denver for 6 years, and I went from where we were almost making the playoffs in Denver, then the next year we get fired and go 4-12 and it's the end of the world. The next year Fox comes in, Tebow ends up taking us to the playoffs, then we get Peyton Manning we sign Peyton Manning and, you know, everybody's talking about how that's the biggest mistake he made because we had no talent on our team, we had no receivers, and then we end up having, you know, three guys that go to the Pro Bowl at receiver, and, you know, Demaryius Thomas is one of the most dominant receivers in the NFL now. Decker goes to the Jets, and he's a really good player. Julius Thomas was one of the most dominant tight ends. So, I mean, everybody looks at things as, like, on a weekly basis to where sometimes in the NFL, as coaches and players, we kind of can see the whole thing to where sometimes the outside perception, you know, isn't really what reality is.
So what is the difference between the slow start and what's happened here during the five-game winning streak?
Well, sometimes it takes a minute to kind of get your whole group together as far as health-wise, scheme-wise, everybody kind of getting fit in and figuring each other out. It's not as easy to put things together nowadays because of the limited practice time, the way that you got to go through training camp. You're trying to get things done in the preseason, but at the same time, you're trying to get to the regular season. You know, we started out at Seattle, at New England, and at Cincinnati in the first four games. So, you know, for a group that's getting together for the first time, you know, we couldn't have loved it any more than how it started. As far as we had some big time challenges in front of us, things didn't go exactly as planned, but it was a great learning experience for us because it really showed us, all right, who's really the kind of guys that we want here? Who are the guys that are tough enough to go through the fact that we had a 1-4 start? Are we going to stick together or are we going to fall apart? And it was a great example of there's a little more character in this building and in this organization than what people gave credit for. And our guys really did a great job as far as sticking with what the plan was, as far as what we talked about in training camp and when we started the season. And they stuck with what we were saying. They kept working. They kept practicing hard. And things eventually turned around for us because we stuck with our process. We kept going.
How much of it for you has been kind of a feeling out process of how to best use, you know, Ryan Tannehill and Jay Ajayi to kind of feed off each other and make that offense whole?
Well, that's what every year is. Every year you have a different team. You never go into the season and say, hey, this is exactly what we're going to be. You have an idea, you have an outline, but it's firmly etched in pencil. And you're getting ready to make changes as the season goes on. I mean, when you have injuries, you have guys moving in and out of the building, you have to make changes. And, you know, Jay started playing well in that Tennessee game and busted out in the Pittsburgh game, so... You know, we started leaning on him. Ryan does a lot of really good things early in the game in some of those games that nobody really realizes, and then we've had to have a couple games where he's really had to step up and kind of carry us, in which he's
you know, done a great job these last two games, especially when things weren't quite going exactly as planned. He stepped up, made some plays. Devontae Parker, you know, has finally gotten healthy. He's been a big reason for kind of some of our turnaround. And you know, the healthier we can get, the longer we go, the better chance we can have as far as each week trying to line up and have a chance in the fourth quarter.
One more 2015 question. After the 49ers decided on Tom Sula as their head coach, did he approach you, talk to you about being his offensive coordinator that season?
Possibly.
Did it possibly happen at the Denver airport?
Maybe.
All right.
Did it possibly happen?
For me, it was, I'll say this, I have a lot of respect for Jim, and he always treated me so great. When I was an offensive assistant, he went out of his way to always approach me, and we had a great relationship, and that was very tough for me as far as deciding to go to Chicago, because I thought that was the best move for me at the time. And, you know, I have a lot of friends in that building, and I have a lot of people that I respect, and obviously my respect for the York family is very, very high. I want the best for those guys all the time. So, I mean, that was a tough decision for me, because anytime I could do anything to help Jed York win games, you know, that's why that was a very hard decision as far as, you know, even not getting the head coaching job, just saying, you know, I think I'm going to do something else as far as a coordinator's job. That was a tougher decision than what probably most people realize, because of the respect factor I have for those people in that organization.
All right, guys. Coach's got to run to practice.
All right, Adam.
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, guys.